time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Richard Fleming. Coming up, Rafael Benitez's short reign at Inter Milan is finally over.
Basically, there was something broken. The team wasn't following him anymore, and there were some problems with the president as well.
Elsewhere, Michel Platini will remain in charge of European football for another 4 years, and Michael Jordan's Bobcats look to stop the rot as they appoint a new coach. But first, Inter Milan, a party company with their coach Rafa Benitez, a statement released on the European Champions website, said both parties have reached a mutually satisfactory agreement to end the contract early. Benitez had only been at the club just over 6 months, but presided over the team's slide to seventh in the table. Following the Club World Cup victory last weekend, the Spaniard directly criticised the club's owner Massimo Moratti for failing to make money available for new players.
I think that we have won two trophies, or three, no, over three, without spending any money in any player. So the last year they spent 80 million in five players, this year no money, so I think that was a fantastic achievement.
While Luca Tardelli writes for the Italian newspaper Gazzetta dello Sport, he told Lee James that it was inevitable Benitez would be dismissed following that outburst.
Basically, there was something broken. The team wasn't following him anymore, and there were some problems with the president as well. But it's true as well that after they won the title, it could have been that Moratti was staying with Benitez till June. Even because in the contract, there was a part saying that if Inter decided to fire Benitez during the summer, between the end of this tournament and the beginning of the next, they didn't have to pay him the second year. In this way, they had to pay him the old contract. Now they found an agreement. But basically, there was a possibility that Moratti wasn't that happy to fire Benitez after he won the title. But he knew there was a problem. They never really get together, Moratti and Benitez, and especially Benitez and the team.
And Luca, do you think it was always going to be a very tough job for Rafael Benitez following Jose Mourinho after he won the treble for Inter last year?
Basically, not only because of Mourinho, but because of the three titles, because of a really hard season, because of the World Cup in South Africa, and because it's really difficult to recharge the batteries of a team that won everything. And Mourinho was very smart to leave at this point. And he knew it was a big challenge. He wasn't lucky, because I don't think his fault all the injuries that Inter had, even if something was wrong in the approach. But basically, it was difficult. It got almost impossible, not being lucky with many key players injured and everything. And it wasn't easy. He had a strange approach to the team, because he was trying to speak with the team, to teach soccer to a team, that two players that just won everything, and they were used just to have someone to motivate them.
Luca Tardelli from Gazzetta dello Sport. Michel Platini is to remain in charge of European football for another 4 years. The Frenchman will be re-elected unopposed as UEFA president in March, because no other candidates came forward before the deadline. The BBC's Kirsten Webster has more.
Michel Platini will remain in the presidential post until at least 2015 now. The former France captain and coach began his tenure in 2007 after beating Sweden's Lennart Johansson in a hard-fought election contest. Since then, he's overseen far-reaching changes in European club and international football. From 2016, the European Championship Finals tournament will have 24 teams rather than 16. And he's also shaken up the Champions League so that there are more league champions from smaller countries and fewer clubs from the bigger nations in the group stage. But the biggest change could be yet to come, with UEFA's financial fair play rules coming into force from 2012. Under these, clubs in European football will be limited to spending what they earn, although there will be some flexibility in the first years of the scheme. Platini will be formally re-elected at the UEFA Congress in Paris on March the 22nd.
Carlo Ancelotti hopes Chelsea will be able to regain the initiative in the Premier League title race over the busy holiday period here in England. The champions will play four league games in 10 days, starting with a visit to their title rivals Arsenal on Monday. Chelsea are aiming to end a run of just one win from their last 7 games, but Ancelotti is critical of the fixture list, which will see them play twice in 48 hours.
I want to say something about the game against Bolton, because we don't have a possibility to recovery, because we have just 2 days to recovery in compared to Bolton, that unfortunately Bolton will play 26 and we will have to play 27. I think that there is not a good thing to have 1 day less to recovery. I'm not happy.
The 2009 German champions Wolfsburg say they will keep faith with their coach Steve McLaren despite their surprise cup defeat to second division Energie Cottbus on Wednesday. McLaren led FC Twente to the Dutch title last season but has failed to impress after becoming the first English head coach in the Bundesliga. Wolfsburg have admitted changes will be made to their squad after going 7 league games without a win, a run which sees them languishing in 13th place in the Bundesliga at the start of the winter break. The president of the International Olympic Committee, Jacques Rogge, has warned that the Olympic movement should not delude itself about the dangers posed by illegal betting. Kath Leahy has the details.
Despite the IOC finding no evidence of corruption at the Vancouver Winter Games in February, Rogge used his end-of-year message to stress the need to redouble efforts to safeguard the integrity of sport. Rogge said, quotes, "We have made great progress in the fight against doping. We must be equally vigilant against the corrupting influence of illegal betting. We closely monitor betting during the games and have found no evidence of corruption. But we should not delude ourselves into thinking that it cannot happen. Ensuring that it doesn't will be near the top of the 2011 agenda." Reflecting on 2010 as a whole, Rogge also paid tribute to Nodar Kumaratashvili, the Georgian luger who was killed during training before the Vancouver Games.
On to cricket, the Australia captain Ricky Ponting says he would be very surprised if a broken finger kept him out of the crucial fourth Ashes test against England in Melbourne, which starts on Sunday. Ponting batted for an hour during Friday's net session, but that was the first time he'd picked up a bat since suffering the injury in Australia's emphatic series-levelling victory in Perth. Australia must avoid defeat to keep their Ashes hopes alive, and wicketkeeper Brad Haddin says Ponting's determination is an inspiration to the rest of the team.
Oh, obviously, he's our leader, and we get a lot of inspiration from him, and he's been a great leader for Australia for a long time, especially with this group of players. You just have to see the turnaround we had from Adelaide to Perth, see the effect he has on the cricket team, so it's very important that he plays.
On to basketball, the second worst team in the NBA, the Charlotte Bobcats, have appointed Paul Silas as their interim coach. He takes over from Larry Brown, who stepped down earlier in the week after a 4-game losing streak. 67-year-old Silas played on 3 NBA title teams and begins his 4th coaching job, having been in charge of the Hornets, the Clippers and the Cavaliers. This post, though, marks a return to the game after a 5-year absence, but Silas denies he may be a little out of touch.
It comes back to you, you know. To be quite honest with you, last night I hardly slept. You know, what am I going to do with this drill and whatnot? And it came back right away. Coach Brown, one of the all-time great coaches that ever coached this game. You know, things didn't work out, and that's the way things are. You know, I've been in that same situation where things didn't work out for me. So my goal is to do what we can to turn this thing around, to make it right. I know Mike, I know Rod, they have a lot of confidence in me and in the players that we can turn this thing around. And that's our goal. You know, we're not going to look back as to what has been and what not. We're going to look forward to what's going to be. And I think it's going to be exciting.
The Charlotte Bobcats' new coach, Paul Silas. Before we go, a reminder that Inter Milan have parted company with their coach, Rafael Benitez, just 6 months after the Spaniard took over from Jose Mourinho. And that's the very latest world sport from the BBC.